From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to sign tariffs on steel and aluminum imports as early as Thursday, with some trading partners receiving temporary exemptions. On Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said some countries would be exempted.
There are potential carve-outs for Mexico and Canada based on national security and possibly other countries as well based on that.
Reuters News quoted a senior U.S. official saying the tariffs would take place about 2 weeks after President Trump signs the proclamation. Britain said it will methodically work out who carried out a nerve agent attack on a Russian ex-spy and his daughter, then take robust action. Interior Minister Amber Rudd.
The use of a nerve agent on UK soil is a brazen and reckless act. This was attempted murder in the most cruel and public way. People are right to want to know who to hold to account.
Despite her calls to avoid speculation and allow police to carry out their investigation, several lawmakers pointed their finger at Russia. Rallies are being held across the globe Thursday to celebrate International Women's Day and to demand an end to the exploitation, discrimination, and violence toward women. In Seoul, women's groups use the day to boost support for the American-born Me Too movement against sexual assault in the workplace. And in Spain, women will walk out of their jobs Thursday as part of the feminist strike to highlight the social and economic disparities between men and women, including huge differences in pay. For additional news and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Syria's army is poised to slice rebel-held eastern Ghouta into two, piling more pressure on the last major rebel enclave near the capital. Philip Alexio has more.
The government, backed in the war by Russia and Iran, is seeking to crush the enclave in a ferocious campaign that the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says has killed 909 civilians in the last 18 days, including 91 on Wednesday. Rebels are accusing the government of using scorched earth tactics and say they were deploying more guerrilla-style ambushes in lost territory to try and stop further advances. A second convoy with desperately needed aid for eastern Ghouta was postponed because of the violence and a rapidly evolving situation on the ground. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Thursday told reporters in the Ethiopian capital that although there were potentially positive signs coming from North Korea, they were a long ways from negotiations on nuclear disarmament.
I think we just need to be very clear-eyed and realistic about it.
In South Korea, two envoys departed for Washington to discuss this week's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un with U.S. officials. The U.N. Environment Program is taking aim at corporations and governments that threaten and intimidate environmental defenders and foul the planet for financial gain. Lisa Schlein has that story.
Between 2002 and 2013, the United Nations reports 908 people in 35 countries have been killed defending the environment and land. UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights Kate Gilmore says all human rights depend on the environment. Yet, she says, people continue to pollute the Earth's resources for short-term economic gain, endangering the lives and livelihoods of future generations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Appeals judges at the International Criminal Court Thursday upheld most of the convictions of a former Congolese vice president for interfering with witnesses during his war crimes trial. Jean-Pierre Bemba was sentenced last year to a year in prison and fined $371,000 for interfering with witnesses in his war crimes and crimes against humanity trial at the court. A suspected American airstrike in northeastern Afghanistan has destroyed a Pakistani Taliban-run suicide bombing training center, killing more than 20 militants. Afghan officials confirmed and released few details about the attack that occurred in the Kunar province bordering Pakistan. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.